You're listening to the Best of the Morning Blush on Hot 103 Jams.
Ran into Julie's cousin Roderick and Sean Edwards from Fox 4 last night at the Music Hall. Premiere of Ain't Too Proud, The Life and Times of the Temptations. You should have been there. This is all you. The singing was superb. Dance moves on point. They dealt with the landscape of America at the time. You know, drugs, racism, segregation, the whole thing. I didn't realize that Otis was the one who put the Temptations together, and they used to have another name, and well, they had more than one other name. They told the whole story. It was wonderful.
We can tell you didn't watch the Temptations movie.
I didn't.
Damn!
What?
No.
Are you serious right now?
Temptations not my music.
Now, it when ain't they mine either.
When they come out with the Jodeci movie.
Oh my God. Well,
I'm all in.
That movie will be on OnlyFans.
That is not true.
Who played David Ruffin? That's what I want to know.
I don't know any of these people. This is Broadway.
Well,
I have the playbill here. I mean, if you want me to look up who he was.
You ain't gotta do all that. I'm just, nobody come to see you, Otis. Did they do that line or no?
No, they didn't say that line, but it was something. Okay. It was a derivative of that. They were saying, nobody could pick you out of a crowd, Otis.
Okay. There we go. Yeah, I'm sure it was a great show.
It really was. And they will be here until Sunday. So I know that you're preparing for the wedding. And I talked about the wedding with Tara. She sat next to me yesterday, too. And her and her man, they coming to the wedding. And I was like, yeah, I'm ready to.
The wedding.
But this might be something cute for you to take your bride-to-be, like, real fast tonight. They got tickets. Word up.
Y'all you talking about to the Temptations? Nah, man.
I think y'all would love this.
Fam,
I'm telling you.
Nah, fam, look. We had a 3-hour counseling session last night. And we have more stuff to do. She got to get nails done, hair done. I got to pick up my suit today. It ain't no time for no extra foolishness right now.
It's no time for the Temptations.
Ain't nobody come to see you, Otis. My bad, man.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
6:20 today. Look for highs in the upper 80s. Right now, you are cloudy at 71 in KCK. Shade was popping.
Yesterday, a civil jury ruled in favor of a woman named Judy Huth, who alleged that Bill Cosby sexually assaulted her at the Playboy Mansion in 1975 when she was 17 years old. The verdict was announced in a Santa Monica, California courtroom following a 2-week-long trial. The lady said that she met Bill Cosby at a park somewhere in Los Angeles, and he invited her to his tennis club. The following Saturday, she said that Cosby served them alcoholic beverages. They played pool, and then he surprised them with a trip to the Playboy Mansion. I guess she went with him, and that's where she said the molestation took place.
What is the punishment for Bill Cosby?
It's a civil case, so he's going to have to break bread. So Bree Tiese, that's one of Nick Cannon's baby mothers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I don't use baby mother a whole lot.
Right. Yeah, I don't like that either.
Yeah, mother of his children. Mm-hmm. She says that she's involved in an unconventional relationship with Nick.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of one of those things where it's like, it's not necessarily anything. It's okay. Like, this is just us. This is our relationship.
Okay.
And what you do outside of that is what you do outside of that.
Got
what
you.
I do outside of that is what I do
Got
outside
you.
Of that. Everything is respectful. Everything is honest.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so like, we don't really define it, but it's like, you know, you do your thing, I do mine, but like, it's the same kind of thing, and I've said this before, and I've seen it come up a lot, is where it's like, I'm only worried about my family. I'm worried about my home. And everything outside of that isn't my business, and it doesn't really bother me.
Yikes.
She should be worried about her vagina, because he's clearly having unprotected sex with other women. So you should be worried about what he's doing, sis.
You know, I don't know how old this young lady is, but I just know when you get older, in your 30s or 40s or whatever, you start to, like, think different. You want different things, and you want different realities than what you have. And I'm not sure that this type of lifestyle is functional long term.
I'm concerned about her vagina. I'm more concerned about hers than she is.
Yeah, why? Like, if she ain't worried about it, you know.
This is how things get spread. It's one thing to say, oh, you know, we moving around, but we're protecting ourselves. But clearly you're not, because he's making babies left, right, and center.
Well, look, we can only control what we can control. And that's something that's, you know, maybe she'll look up one day and be like, I don't want to do this anymore. And then she'll be worried about it.
But hopefully you won't have something that you can't get rid of. I'm just saying. Yeah. You know, I ain't trying to be your judge, sis. Yeah. Like, I tell everybody, I don't want nobody monitoring mine. I ain't going to monitor yours. But that was concerning to hear her say that all she worried about is her and not all these other families. You got to be, if y'all moving around like this.
And the concerning part about that is, like, he's in your family now. Like, y'all are family.
She talking about the other women that he having babies with. He's just worried about their family, her and him. No, you got to worry about them other ones. Okay, let me get
it's
off
a
of
lot.
This.
It's just a spider web of issues.
NeNe Leakes is going to be appearing in the new BET's reboot of College Hill.
Doing NeNe what?
Damn near 50.
Doing what? what? She gonna be a professor?
Brian is probably
it's
probably gonna be a professor.
Executive producer.
Lord Jesus.
And they gotta stay in this house, and she's moving in there.
Lord have mercy.
What? Is it
NeNe trying to stay on these people's TV? I get it, sis.
She gonna be a dorm director? Huh? An RA? Huh? Is that what NeNe finna do?
She the dorm mother.
Lord.
But Brian, oh,
College Hill, okay. You know, I actually enjoyed College Hill because it came out when I was in college. It was a really good show. It was very controversial. Had a lot of fights on it.
But it's all celebrity people that's going to be on this.
College Hill Celebrity Edition.
Yeah,
they going to have Lil Romeo representing ICDC.
No, I saw the lineup the other day, but I.
Lil Wayne representing
Hold
Houston.
On, I'm getting ready to
Remember he went down there for a couple semesters to learn how to play the guitar?
It's NeNe Leakes, Ray J, Lamar Odom.
Ray J.
And they're going to be at Texas Southern University. Big Freedia going to be there too.
Doing what?
Stacey Dash.
What are these people going to be
doing? And Slim Thug.
Are they going to college?
They're living in a dorm and it's going to be at Texas Southern.
Oh God. Okay, this sounds more like Big Brother than College Hill. I'm intrigued. I am.
Not me, but y'all could watch it on, I think it's going to be on BET Plus.
Tyler Perry production.
You shut up. And I have BET Plus thanks to my sister. I have her passcode.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chill.
Why you mad, though?
My air went out last night. It's hot as hell. The kids just said, I don't know what to do. I got to call somebody help.
Do you have a central air or do you just got like one window unit?
Central air is hot everywhere, even the bathroom. I don't know what to do. Help. I'm just hot.
Lord Jesus.
You know what I used to do when I was a shorty? I used to go to the library and read books in the AC because we didn't have AC at home.
Naomi said that yesterday. She said the coolest place in the city is a library.
Boy, look, I used to spend many old summer days at the library. One time to Rob Love, I just met him. He's one of the youth directors over there at the Bluefield Library. And he's trying to do a lot with young people and trying to let them know that there's a safe space in the library.
Word. So yeah, go on to the library and get you some Zane books and really
stop
get down
being
with
nasty,
it.
Brian.
Have a good day. Wait.
I sure will. I'm going to do something. Thanks.
Yeah.
Bye.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get up and go at least one more round.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
You know, Brian, my heart goes out to expectant mothers and fathers with the prices of everything. It's got to be tough planning for a new addition to the family. The Black Healthcare Coalition, they're coming to the rescue once again with a community baby shower.
Gotta love Melissa Robinson and everything she does. Good morning. How you feeling?
I'm doing well. Good morning. My two most favorite people in radio. How are you all doing this morning?
Doing just fine. I was excited to see that there's another community baby shower happening on Saturday, June 25th.
Absolutely. So the Black Healthcare Coalition this Saturday will be providing another community baby shower. We do them 3 times a year for the past 15 years, really working on infant mortality in our community. We know that babies are born too early, which leads to infant mortality. And oftentimes that has to do with stress, hypertension, and gestational diabetes. So we're here to provide those supports, to have a good time. We'll have information. The first 20 women who sign up will receive a free car seat and installation. Mm-hmm. So just go to our Facebook page, Black Healthcare Coalition. Our handle is Health Equity Now, KC. But you can go to that Black Healthcare Coalition page on Facebook or give us a call, 816-444-9600, 816-444-9600, and just register on the phone or on Facebook. We will give you all the details about where it is. It's in the downtown location, but we want to make sure everybody's registered so that we'll have some special things prepared for you. Diapers, wipes, baby bags, all types of things that we'll be distributing Saturday.
Melissa, in preparation for the 25th, are there any documents that some of our listeners need?
No, the Black Healthcare Coalition is all about reducing barriers. You just show up with yourself. If you have children, bring your children. Show up, come as you are, and we plan to be able to be there to serve you.
The Community Baby Shower is being put on by the Black Healthcare Coalition this Saturday. Please RSVP at 816-444-9600 or connect on Facebook at Health Equity Now KC. Melissa Robinson, thank you once again for all that you do in our community on both sides of the aisle, from politics to making sure that our health equity is where it needs to be.
Thank you all so much. Have a wonderful morning.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Glow on Hot 103 Jams.
Get somebody closer to $1,000 in cash and a $500 gas card this hour. Speaking of gas, I just saw on Fave Tripp's Facebook page, the one over there on 9500 Blue Ridge Boulevard, that they're going to be doing a promotion today where you can purchase gas for $2.12 for 1 hour.
What?
From 2 to 3 o'clock today. Prices for regular unleaded only. No gas cans and no RVs.
Hey, man, it's during my nap time.
You know it's going to be crowded out the wazoo. They've already asked police to come through and kind of guide the traffic situation that is surely going to be taking place.
Yeah. Blue Ridge is equipped for long traffic lines. Not sure if the other drivers will be happy about that news, but an hour might be a free fall, Shay.
Some years ago when I worked at a station in Dallas, we took $10,000 and just let people come and fill their gas tanks. So we topped everybody's tank off. But some people got in line and they was already at 3/4. So they got what was left. That was probably one of the craziest days I've ever had in radio, with all of those people clamoring. And they were off into the highway, like backed up trying to get this gas. It's a real thing. When people, you know, the pocketbooks are being stretch right now. Everybody's trying to figure out how they're going to pay all of these high prices. I get it.
Yeah. Had the same experience with X106, the college radio station at Northwest Missouri State. We did a free gas promotion similar to what you said. And yeah, it's just something about the word free that drives people nuts. And I get it. Especially with gas going on. What's the lowest you've seen? I saw like $4.45 the other day.
I don't look at the prices of gas.
Baller. Okay.
No, it's not a baller. You got to pay it anyway. So what's the purpose of...
You can say 15 cents, 10 cents, or something like that.
It's not that big of a deal. By the time you drive all these extra miles or whatever to get to it, you already burnt that out. So wherever I'm at is where I'm at.
Your gas is stepped on.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
720 today. Look for highs in the upper 80s. A little bit of rain coming our way. Right now, you're cloudy at 71 in Grandview. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity cancer friends. Schoolie D, a veteran rapper credited as the first gangsta rapper. You know this song?
Yeah, of course. PSK. Philly.
Yep. Actor Donald Faison, he's 48 today. Rapper Corey Guns, son of Peter Guns, is 34 today. Portia Williams from Real Housewives of Atlanta, she's 41 today. I don't know her. Jasmine Sanders, model of form and former girlfriend of Terrence J. That's a credit. Okay, she's 31 today. And Snoop Dogg's daughter, Corey Broadus, is 23.
Happy birthday, all them crazy cancers born on June 22nd.
Hey, my sister's a cancer. You lay off.
You know they crazy. You know for sure then.
She used to put a speed knot on my head when we was kids. Yeah.
A speed knot?
Yeah.
That sound like her just like knock you upside the head.
Yeah, she used to punch me in my face.
Did
I was
12. Back?
I would try, but I was 12 and she was 16. I couldn't beat her.
You know going to hell. Plain.
I'm dead serious. I had knots on my foot. I got 2 scratches on my face right now.
Yikes.
She was an animal. That's why I ain't scared of nobody.
Racine?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She was an animal.
Yikes. Crazy cancers, like I said.
So, Beyonce's Break My Soul, which we premiered yesterday on The Morning Grind with Shay and Shine, it was the #1 song on iTunes in over 30 countries.
Yeah, buddy. World music. It's something that everybody can dance to, not that Percocet music y'all been making.
Uh-oh. Beyonce's new album, Renaissance, will be due out in July 29th.
That's right.
So your boy T.I., he's very angry with VH1. Yikes. Now, if you remember this, back in February, they halted the production of his show, VH1's T.I. and Tiny Friends and Family Hustle, because of the multiple women that came forward and said that they were sexually assaulted and harassed by T.I. and his wife, Tiny. Well, VH1 has decided to just go ahead and cancel the show, so he's very upset about that.
Well, I mean, I guess if you're VH1, you probably want to step away. And it hasn't came on for a whole while, has it?
Well, he's cooling off a little bit anyway. Yeah. So, I mean, they probably find another rapper they can do something with and
Tristan Thompson,
be successful.
Dude. Why not? Or Antonio Cromartie. He just had his 13th kid.
They rappers?
Well, not football player, but, you know, ex-athletes.
Speaking of football, Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson has settled 20 of 24 lawsuits brought against him by massage therapists who accused him of sexual harassment, sexual assault, or touching them during the appointments. So this attorney, Tony Busby, represents all 24 of the women, and he reported this on yesterday. So I guess it's 4 more women that they've got to come to terms with. But from what I understand now, he will be facing some discipline from the NFL.
Yeah, and the judgment that came out yesterday, or the settlements that came out yesterday, have no impact on the punishment or the potential punishment that he could be facing. I've heard, Shay, a year.
I'll be shocked if they give him a year. But I'll come back and apologize on Mr. Carter's radio if they give him a year. But I'll be shocked. So Rob Gronkowski announced that he's going to be retiring.
Thank God.
For the second time in 3 years.
Bye. Bye. Look, let's put it in context. Gronk is considered the best tight end of all time by a lot of people. He had a great career. He terrorized the Chiefs a couple of times, that's for sure. So this is my good riddance to you, Rob Gronkowski. Go and host the New Year's Eve parties with Steve Harvey like he was doing, man.
Very ignorant.
I am.
So Chris Brown, during a recent interview, was talking about who could possibly go against him in a versus battle. Who do you think would be a formidable opponent?
Drake.
I was thinking Usher. Just because they're in the same R&B dance kind of lane, even though they're, you know, years apart in age, but it's got the same vibe and feeling.
I understand that. I like to put Chris Brown and Drake and Usher and those guys, they don't like, they're above versus. Janet Jackson above versus Michael. I just feel like it's certain artists that don't need that, to be honest with you.
Well, it's just a way to showcase his music. It is really for the fans because we want to see it. When I was watching A Ball and MJG and Bun B, that was a fangirl moment for me.
Ooh, how come you didn't record that?
like at my house watching it.
Yeah, like, you know, because
my boyfriend had bought me the Ride and Dirty CD. I used to pull up bumping murder.
Where your goals at?
I ain't had no goals. And my car wasn't really like a hardcore like car for that.
You should get an
I was in
face.
A 94 Nissan Sentra and I would pull up bumping murder.
Oh, God. Oh, no. Not the Nissan.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Brian, I read an astonishing article that talked about the hair care and beauty industry, which is marketing products to black women that contain a hormone-disrupting chemical called parabens. According to this study, these chemicals are not only linked to increased breast cancer risk, but they can uniquely fuel the spread of cancer cells in black women compared to their counterparts. Dr. Meena Singh, dermatologist and authoritarian to the star. She was just recently on Red Table Talk with Jada Pinkett Smith talking about alopecia.
Good morning, Dr. Singh. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Can you explain to us what parabens are and should we be concerned as black women who definitely use hair care products every day?
Parabens are preservatives that keep our shampoos and conditioners from spoiling. They're in a lot of the products that are marketed towards us or were historically marketed towards us. And yes, they are concerning because they are a hormone disrupting chemical. And I found it quite disconcerting that even if you isolate our breast cancer cells outside of our body, that our breast cancer cells and women of African descent mutated more and the cancer lines were altered more when exposed to these parabens than women that were Caucasian, which is just baffling to me. It may be because we are just more sensitized to it. There have been studies that show that we have higher concentrations of these chemicals in our bloodstream and in our urine compared to every other demographic. And it has not just to do with the types of products that we're using, but how we use them. Because think about it, our hair is more difficult to manage. So we use more product and then we don't wash it out. Other demographics that have straighter, like silkier hair that it's easier to manage, they rinse the products out. So we are applying products to our hair repetitively and then we don't rinse it out and it actually gets absorbed into our bloodstream. So that may be one of the reasons that we have higher concentrations of these chemicals. But yeah, this is a disturbing study because it's not like products only marketed to black women have parabens. It's just that our cancer cells are being altered more. And black women are more likely to die from breast cancer. So if we get breast cancer, especially under the age of 50, the mortality rate is doubled compared to women that are Caucasian.
Dr. Singh, in the article I'm reading, it says because black women have not been picked to take part in most research studies looking at this link, why aren't black women who are mostly affected by breast cancer, why aren't they being considered for these studies?
Some of it is not just that we aren't considered. Sometimes maybe we don't volunteer. You know, not all of us trust the medical field for good reason. Some of us don't want to participate in studies because of the way we've been studied in the past. So it's not just that we're not being selected, but sometimes we don't choose to volunteer, which is fine. But a lot of times, researchers don't have like maybe the energy or desire to look for more diversity in their studies, and maybe it's more centered around whoever they have available. There's a lot of studies on that, but it is an issue. So I know within dermatology now, most of the drug trials, they really want diversity. So, you know, they'll ask specifically for patients of different backgrounds so that they can actually have a more diverse study because, you know, that's what America looks like now.
We're talking to Dr. Meena Singh today about the hair care and beauty products that contain parabens, which is a group of chemicals that keep mold and bacteria from growing in beauty products, but it's also been linked to increased breast cancer risk and the spread of cancer cells in black women more dramatically than with their counterparts. I stopped putting relaxers in my hair. I don't know if this is the same kind of thing, maybe about 15, 20 years ago. And I've experienced fibroids. I don't know if there's a link to our hair care products and fibroids. Can you address that?
So, You know, I used to use relaxers too. A lot of us have. So there's no shame with that. We didn't know, but we know now that relaxers contain these hormone disrupting chemicals as well. And they're one of the reasons why Black women in particular have a higher risk of fibroids. The other reasons are our genetics. We actually have a genetics for increased risk of fibroids, but relaxers play a role as well. So it's scary because it's something that we use just to style our hair can be harmful to us. And fibroids aren't just benign tumors. Fibroids cause anemia because you can bleed more. They can cause infertility, pelvic pain. They can make you be more likely to have hysterectomy. So they're not just benign tumors. And so I try to tell my patients, if they can, go natural. But there's a reason why we did relaxers in the first place. It's because it makes our hair easier to comb. So, you know, I empathize with that for sure. But now that we know it's actually harmful to our health, I try to get my patients to transition naturally because they don't have those chemicals in them.
What would be your recommendation for girls and women who are listening to this show this morning as far as hair care products are concerned?
There was a study that showed that products marketed towards Black women in particular are more likely to have these hormone disrupting chemicals in it, which was really scary. And that 83% of the bottles that were looked at, the chemicals weren't actually on the label. So that was scary because even if you have some PhD in biochemistry, it's not like you could avoid it because it wasn't even on the label. So I tell my patients to try to find products that have as few ingredients as possible. And you want to look for terms like extract or leaf or oil, things like that, and stay away from products that have really long chemical names that you can't pronounce, because the ones that have oil or extract or leaf in the background of their ingredient list, those are the ones that are going to be more likely to have just natural ingredients. It's hard because just because something is natural also doesn't mean it's not harmful. A lot of the essential oils, a lot of my patients are actually allergic to, but at least they don't have the hormone disrupting chemicals in it.
Always looking out for Black women's health and hair. Thank you so much, Dr. Mina Singh, for your expertise.
You're welcome.
We appreciate you. Have a good one.
Thank you, too.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
8:22. Today, look for highs in the upper 80s. Some rain will come our way. Right now, you are cloudy and 75 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Eddie Murphy's son, Eric, and Martin Lawrence's daughter, Jasmine, they've been dating for a while, right? And so someone asked Martin about this, and he's saying that he's hoping that when the two get married, that Eddie Murphy pay for the bill.
Girl, what's going on?
They both got money, but those weddings are expensive, especially if you a big famous couple and kids and all of that, right?
I love the fact that their kids are dating. That warms my heart. Every 90s kid growing up, they should love that.
How much you spend on your wedding? Don't tell me. I was just teasing. Don't tell me.
It's a lot.
Don't tell me.
It's a lot.
Okay. Don't tell me. Brittany Griner's wife, Sherelle, says that the anniversary call that they were supposed to have that was scheduled, it didn't actually happen. She says she waited for hours and kept calling, and it never went through.
Wow.
We don't know when they're going to let Brittany Griner come home. At this point, it's been extended again. Who knows what's going to happen?
And she's in Russia, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, with the war going on, I feel like there's still not enough action going on for that young lady.
Chris Brown is talking about the Young Thug and Gunna RICO case that's taking place right now. During a recent interview, he said that these two are his family.
They made a lot of music with each other over the past 3-4 years.
He's got an upcoming tour with Lil Baby. They're not coming here to Kansas City. I think the closest is going to be St. Louis. My niece bought tickets for the show in Atlanta. And I'm a little concerned. I don't want her to go by herself. The last time she went to go see him, she was crying real tears and having a fit.
That Michael Jackson effect.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's going by herself? Does she not?
Because nobody wanted to spend the money. She went and bought some sort of VIP package, and it was like $700.
Yeah.
What about it?
Just have her on FaceTime the whole time.
What am I do? My niece is 6 feet tall. I said, you too big to be falling out in the people's concert. I said, who gonna pick you up? Don't wear no skirt.
Oh, man, she'll be all right. She'll be fine. Especially, you know, big, come on, big auntie. Come on now. You got the hookups. You can get up in there.
I'm 5'7".
That means what?
And I can't pick her up.
Yes, you can.
What you think? I'm the Incredible Hulk? I cannot pick her up.
Where there's a will, there's a way. Come on now. That's your niecey poo. If something were to happen to her, your instincts would kick in and you would do something.
You could pick
up
your nephew?
Absolutely. Marcel big as hell too, but yes, I could get him. Yes.
You cannot, you lying.
Marcel.
Sack of boo boo.
Yes, I can. I can still pick Jared up right now.
You are lying. You cannot pick Jared up.
Are you serious?
I will put my wages on that.
Are you, what?
You can pick Jared up how?
Pick him up.
In your car?
On my shoulder. What are you talking about?
You can pick him. Brian.
Brian, what? That's not...
You are picking him up in that tuxedo Sunday at that wedding. And
okay.
I'm going to put my money up. My money will be...
I'm not
my
wearing
mouth
a tuxedo,
is.
By the way.
Whatever you got, I don't care if you wear a scuba suit. You're picking Jagger up.
He's not, like... He's not abnormally big or nothing like that. He's big, but I... Like, what? We just do that all the time in football practice. Like, you practice stuff like that. That's, like, normal stuff for men to do. Yeah.
I don't have no yeah. I will let you prove it.
All right,
in person.
I got you.
With my chips.
With my nice slippers on that I got too.
Slippers? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got some nice slip joints.
Barn, you're going to break your back.
Yeah, please.
We're making winners sound good.
Anything I'm going to do, I'm going to do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
Precious.
All right, Miss Precious, let's see what you got.
Turn the lights down and let me get on it. Yeah. Cause when I do to me and you, it'll be so right.
Give me some good love. Mm. Somebody rocking, knocking the boots.
Hey.
Take a little bit of that hay off your head.
What? Why not? Well, I'm
getting married on Sunday.
Yeah,
thank you. He's getting married on Sunday. Relax.
I'm finna be knocking boots with my wife.
Hey.
You got Miss Lady on the phone right now. She don't want to hear that.
Marriage and love is in the air. And so is your entry into the grand prize joint for your chance. Get the ultimate 4th of July house party, $500 gift card, $500 of free fireworks from Daddy Rich Fireworks, Red Diamond Iced Tea, plus Belafonte Ice Cream. You also got entry into the contest to get $1,000 in cash and $500 in gas this Friday, all right?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome, Miss Precious. Tell everybody what morning show you wake up with.
The Morning Grind with Say and Sign.
Outstanding.
Making your 103 days of summer hot.
Yeah, that's right.
Win $1,000 in cash and $500 in gas.
Money in my pocket.
Up the gas tank. Yeah.
We are Hot 103 Jams.
I'm for real. I'm about to get cold cash. Thousands of dollars. I'm talking about money so tall, I'm going to fall.
The Morning Grind is caring about Kansas City's well-being.
It's Wellness Wednesday
with Dr. RJ. Powered by Icon and Hot 103 Jams.
Most of us know that showing kindness and compassion for others is good for our health. Fewer of us are aware that practicing self-compassion can help us be more resilient in the face of hardships and even protect us from depression and anxiety. According to Psychology Today, the research on self-compassion indicates that caring for ourselves is opposite of being selfish. Self-compassion is uncommonly healthy. It's like an umbrella for our rainy days. Let me share with you a few ways to achieve self-compassion. First is my favorite, mindfulness. Mindfulness is the first step to be aware of our feelings and thoughts, especially self-critical ones, without losing ourselves in them. The second is shared humanity. It reminds ourselves that hardship, stress, and even suffering are all parts of the human experience. Kindness to self is the final step. Be patient, supportive, forgiving, and gentle with yourself when you don't do something well, just as you would with a good friend. Now, let me tell you what self-compassion is not. Self-compassion is not self-pity. which leads people to feel more isolated and alone rather than part of a larger whole, as self-compassion does. It's not self-esteem, which focuses on positive evaluations of our successes rather than focusing on being kind to ourselves in the face of our imperfections, as self-compassion does. Be kind to yourself. Be patient with yourself. Say these things. May I be strong and patient through this hardship. May I be kind and forgiving about this. May I give myself the kindness I need at this time. Be well. This is Dr. Ara J on The Morning Grind with Shay and Shine for your Wellness Wednesday on Hot 103 Jams.
You're listening to the best of The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.